Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
We're in the live stream. April 22nd, 2021. Yawn, Eric. Miss him. Prescient. Waiting for Walker. Somebody move Walker in here, Prescient. There he is. Yeah,
there he is.
Walker. Hi, guys. Walker.
You talked to Walker on the other chat before, I think, because I thought I remembered it.
Yeah. Walker. Yeah, you got it. Sounds clear on the Discord, of course.
Oh, am I in now? Sorry, this is my first day of Discord, so I'm trying to... Thank you.
You sound much better on here than the chat room before. That's much better, so...
All right. Good.
Well, let's
probably
see.
Probably have a better connection.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what the problem could be. It's usually just bad Wi-Fi or... You know, Wi-Fi is affected by other Wi-Fi and other RF signals, so...
Thank you
Wi-Fi.
For the tech talk, but it's enough.
Wow, I just got started.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it. Let's talk with Walker about something more interesting than tech.
Yeah, let me do... Okay, I'm going to say something that's also interesting to me.
Okay,
you
cool.
Guys, when you guys post books or anything, Jan Erik especially, because you've got so much stuff, if you could put some of it on the Fakeologist forums, that would be really great. I created a forum called Reference Books. So if you could post some of the PDFs in there, that would be great.
I need a login. I don't have a login.
Yeah, you just register and I will verify you. And then you can use a program for your phone called Tapatalk, T-A-P-A-T-A-L-K. And it's really, really clean and really easy to post graphics, upload PDFs if they're on your phone, or you can do it from your computer.
Yeah.
It's just, everything
could
is lost. Everything is lost
in
Discord.
General chat.
I know, you did. And that's great.
Well,
talking about...
Yep. You know the name of the software? Could you post that in the general chat so I have it?
Oh, okay. Tapatalk,
yes.
All up.
Yes.
Are you on Android or... sorry about the tech talk there, Mism. Are you on Android?
Yes.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Are you now on Tapatalk? Is it not the same forum than previously?
Yeah. What Tapatalk is, Mism?
I never heard of
it. It's just a simple... It's an app that allows you to access... hundreds of thousands of forums.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
That are using, yeah. It's just an app. It's just a front end. That's all it is. It's just a front end.
Because
I had a
Tapatalk forum about 9/11 from the years, I don't know, 2005 or something. And I was just...
It allows you... It's just a front-end program. They don't host the forums. They just allow you to access them. It's just like a player. Apple doesn't host the files. They don't own the data. They just present the data, and you access it through them. So it's decentralized.
It's like a gateway.
Yeah. It's just a front-end. Yeah, it's a gateway. They don't own anything.
Like Amazon.
Did you see that interview that that guy in Japan, what's his name?
Which one? You send so much.
What's the name of the guy the Canadian who lives in Japan?
Corbett.
He interviewed a guy from New York University. Really interesting interview.
Okay, where'd you put it?
I put, It's on my Telegram, and I think I put it maybe on yours.
Okay, what's it about? Just give me the Cole's notes.
He's interviewing a guy who works at the university that got in problems because he did a course on propaganda, and he had a social justice warrior pupil there that totally went off for rockers and made a lot of problems for him, and he lost his job, and the faculty turned against him. And it was really, really interesting stuff.
Fantastic. I think I've heard this guy before. I think I heard this story. I think I heard that.
Yeah, I think this got posted today or something. So it's brand new.
No, but I think that the professor has been talked to before by someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really interesting story. I hadn't seen him before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm still trying to figure out, like, now our premier is crying in the media, literally, because he's sorry that he did this and did that last Friday. He's sorry for doing this and that, so... actors, I'm trying to figure out the soap opera here. Like, I still think he might be the last premier ever elected. I really think that's...
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You're on the money there.
I think it's possible.
Hmm.
I think you're going to get just a administrator next.
Yeah, I told you this a long time ago. This is what is going to happen.
Yeah.
They have been preparing for... going post-democratic for a long time, and they need to make the politicians seem incompetent and stupid so people despise them so they can get rid of them. And then they will not return. It's going to be a total technocracy. In Italy, they have a technocrat as a prime minister, former European Central Bank guy.
And so does Greece.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is not news. This is not news.
No.
This has already been going on.
Yeah. It's a trend,
right.
And it's gonna increase.
Yeah, you're right. And they're not accountable to anyone except the bankers, are they?
Maybe they're going to lose, guys. It's not over. I don't like this attitude that they have won already. There is a lot of stuff going on, especially in Europe and in Greece and in Germany and in France and in Italy. That's also the case. They have a technocratic leader, but we don't know. The people are still there and they're resisting.
I think all that resistance is fake. It's organized. It's real.
Resistance is real.
At least the same deal that they did in the Soviet Union in the 1920s. They had a fake opposition.
There is also fake opposition.
Yeah.
But the fake opposition is there in order to confuse the real opposition. But sometimes the real opposition, if the problems are real and the people realize what's going on, then they cannot just stop, you know. The real opposition gets stronger than the fake one.
No. 90% of protests are within the framework, you know, they're within the framework of alleged democracy. We know that democracy does not exist.
It's a fake front.
So in other words, you know...
We never had democracy. It's an illusion.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept. It's an interesting concept that we've not witnessed.
Government for the people is also an illusion.
It's the government for the minority to rule the majority.
It's government for a few people. It's government for a few people.
It's their government. It's not our government.
Self-service,
we
can say.
It was set up by the dominant minority to as a front, so they didn't have to be in the limelight. So they had to take all the pros and cons.
It was created as a buffer between the nobility class and the people class, the peasants.
Absolutely.
It's a buffer. And because it's an illusion, you're just swinging at a ghost. The government is like a ghost. You can't hit it.
They don't have any real power. Yeah. They're just a front for the real power.
Like, you can't even call... Like, try calling the complaints department for the government if you have a problem.
They don't have one.
It's also like, but now more than ever, it's the corporations or the limited liabilities, try calling them. Try calling Google. Try calling YouTube. Try calling Amazon. There is no person accountable. It's a ghost. It's a corporation, but it's really a ghost. So they don't owe you anything.
If you analyze what the word corporation is, it's quite funny because it's made of two Latin words, corpus and uratio, which is speak. So it's a speaking corpse. It's a dead entity.
But it's also limited liability, so they're not liable for anything they do. So if they make
it's a legal fiction. A legal fiction cannot be liable for anything, really. Right. The owners have limited liability. Extremely limited when it comes to the big ones. If you run a small company, a small company, the government can really fuck you over. But the big ones, no. They can get away with anything.
They shape the policy of the government that regulates them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I think it's very much the lobbying power. So the big corporations have a huge lobbying power, and that is...
it doesn't work like this. They get laws on commission. They just, this is what we want, and then the parliament just
there's no such thing as democracy in the UK because we have the Rembrandtser who sits for the City of London. Every single thing that goes through Parliament in the UK, any kind of bill goes through him. Her.
Absolutely.
Typically him. And so that shows that democracy is faux. You know, it's completely
absolutely.
It's an illusion. Hmm. It's an illusion. The only thing that people can do is vote in someone who'll just change the color of the drapes. That's it. Or the paint on the wall. Hmm. That's all they can do. So if you want a different color, vote.
Should we have a vote? Should we have a vote on that? What color? Purple. I vote purple.
No, that purple's reserved for the royalty.
I can't have that.
Yeah, that's their color. No,
go for the red, white, red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
We live in a pretty crazy situation, don't we? You know what we've realized the truth. You know,
let's control chaos. We're only noticing it now because they're changing the structure right now. It has nothing to do with the virus. They're changing the structure because all the first world nations have run their course. I was thinking about this today. China now manufactures and processes all raw material. They don't need any of the first world nations to do any of this work anymore. They're done.
There is no physical economy left in the West. It's all moving China.
So
the physical production.
Yeah, they don't need them anymore. Like literally, like in British Columbia, they literally load trees into containers for processing in China. They don't do any they just cut them down and put them in the container. That's it. There's no processing anymore. So now we've given away all our autonomy. That is the double-edged sword of world free trade. So we've given everything away. We've sold out for an illusion that we'd be a service economy that doesn't make anything. So now we are completely dependent on this one manufacturing nation, China, which they control. So now they can shut down all the first world. They're done with it. They're done with us. They're finished.
Yes.
They just need us to...
We are obsolete.
We are obsolete now. So now they just need our lands for resources because the beast is extremely hungry. The beast needs food. Yes. It needs resources. China does not make enough of its own food. They need all our land to make food to feed the beast.
Hmm.
That's what it's about. Yeah, yes, I think they're closing.
They are moving the power structure from west to east.
But it's never been more obvious because I did a post on my blog where I was comparing Wuhan, where somebody was saying they were questioning whether Wuhan's even a real city. I think it is, though.
Yeah, I sent you that video that you posted.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist
Radio. Yeah, you sent that to me.
Fakeologist.com.
Yes.
But, you know, it was great timing. It was great timing that you sent it, because I'm watching Jason Goodman walk around America. He's walking around all the ghost towns of America, and it really made a contrast to me. It was very clear that I am looking, as he's walking around the United States, I'm looking at a country that's being closed down, and and it's not going to open back up. And then you look at Wuhan, that's still going up, whereas the United States has been in a slow decline since the 1950s. So now it's 70 years later, and he's literally walking around these big cities, and they're literally closing them down and burning them down and turning off the lights. That's what I see.
They decided to make China the new production country in the 1930s, 90 years ago. So this is not new.
So now they have everything. They have everything. They have their engine over there. They don't need all these other... They've shut down all the other engines, and that's what we're watching. It's crazy.
Yes, it's a restructuring. That's what it is.
Right. And everyone who wants to get off this earth, they're giving them a needle to voluntarily get rid of them. Everyone's lining up to get rid of themselves. It's so convenient.
Yeah. It's just a coincidence.
Take this
needle. Just a coincidence.
Yeah. How many bodies do people need to see without being directly told before they catch on?
They don't need empirical evidence because they're watching the TV. And the TV is more real than empirical evidence, which they can sense themselves and the objective, real observation. It doesn't matter. The TV is the fake reality, which they think are more real than the real reality.
people will trust the TV before they trust their own family.
Bang, bang, bang.
Or people coming to their family members trying to tell the truth, you know, and people just are like, well, no, the TV says otherwise. It's literally, they do believe that the TV is sort of a higher, more insightful reality than the one that's based.
Well, under the system we are now, it's like atheism. There is no religion anymore. TV is like a religious altar. They believe the TV like Christians used to believe the priest.
I think it's a little bit monolith as well.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, there's basically literally a single person could be directing, 90% of the content that's on. Directing it, saying we're going to have this on this channel, and you can just basically, it's a mind weapon, send basically ideas and thoughts right into people's minds all over the world, and they just eat it up. It's a powerful weapon.
It's like in the movie They Live, they show how the system works in that movie. The TV is the whole thing about the control of society. Brilliant.
I mean, I think the TV might be so dangerous that if you watch the news just to watch it, even just to see what they're saying, is dangerous.
Yeah.
Even if you know
you
what
kick,
they're saying,
kick the thing out of your house and never turn it on. And I stopped watching TV over 10 years ago. And what a relief to get rid of that demon box. So horrible. Read books.
Yeah. So that's the. Yeah, so if you could use Tapataki on Eric, if you could try it out, download it, get a username, and that same, and Missim has one as well, and just maybe put a couple of those good books, upload a couple of those books, that'd be great.
Sure, I'll do that. I get on it tomorrow. It's getting late here.
Especially since Microsoft I think they might be taking over Discord, so it might be harder to communicate.
Yeah.
There are
huge corporations like Microsoft and Google and Apple and a lot of other, like black holes.
Yeah.
So they suck up everything of the competition.
Yeah, and shut it down.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
Guys,
I have to go. Thank you, Walker, for tonight. Nice to meet you, mate, and Ab and Yannick, and take care of them.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, Walker, you're just a little low on the volume. A little low. A little hard to hear. I don't know why.
I'm gonna log off. Log back in.
Yeah. Is he low, Jan Erik?
Yeah. I'm really faint.
Yeah. Do you think Wuhan is a real city? Someone was speculating that it's another Potemkin village. What do you think?
No, they have huge cities in China because they moved all the peasantry into the cities, to the factories.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they're, I think there's three cities in China with over 20 million people living in the greater city.
Right.
Or it's,
okay.
Or it's
so,
four.
Yeah, well, yeah, I believe that they are big cities and they are producing a lot of stuff. I really do believe that China's definitely now, they've got such a concentration of industry. They don't need the other nations. I couldn't, when I watch all these abandoned or just wrecked, and I think they just wanted to accelerate the destruction of these cities, of America.
Personally, I think they set up the United States to just use it for a couple of hundred years and shut it down.
Yeah.
Because this is how these people operate. They move their business from place to place. They never stay in one place too long. They suck it dry and then they move to a new one and start up a new, and then they do that again further down the line.
Yeah. Where do you think they'll go after China?
Oh, they will probably stay there for 150, 200 years and then they set up a new place.
Yeah. So we don't even know. We probably don't even know where the next place will be.
No, it's too early.
Yeah. Or they've done such a fantastic job with China. Maybe they can make it last longer.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, especially since they're not going to allow anyone to get really rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have private property. It'll be hard for people to accumulate wealth as well.
Yes.
So it'll be easier to control. Like I talked to a guy who said when you get a house in China, you get a 70-year lease. You don't own the land. And
yeah,
I don't even think you own the house.
It's called a leasehold document.
Right. But he said the idea was after seven...
What you want is a freehold. But that you cannot get anymore. So
you don't own the land, but he also implied that the average house would only last 70 years, so then they would just move you out of it and knock it down and build something else.
Sure.
So I don't know if you can accumulate wealth in China as easily, and I think a lot of the money comes out of China into North America just to buy stuff up, because they can't invest in China as individuals and with private property, but they can over here. So they form syndicates to buy real estate and everything over here, which drives the price up here, so no one over here can afford it.
Another thing is that at least more than 100 corporations in China, the big ones that are owning a lot of factories and doing big business, are owned by the City of London crowd.
Right. It's not even right. Yes. Well, they just have partnerships. And I don't know if...
It's like substructure of the top.
Yeah.
China is just the one sub-department of the top. As United States is the same. Soviet Union.
It's crony capitalism at the top and communism on the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just more pronounced. It's just more defined. Where all the people at the bottom in the U.S., they think they can move up, and that's the illusion, that they think you can always move up, but I guess it doesn't work out for most people.
No. I don't think they have that illusion in China, though. People are extremely obedient.
Yeah. Well, they know the deal. They know the deal. They know the rules.
Yes. Cannot say anything against the government. Then you're really fucked, and they know.
Right.
Well, this
and
is
for
coming
those of
here,
us-
so it's going to be interesting. Oh,
well, the problem is we knew a different system. We knew a different system.
Hmm.
That's the problem. That's why they got to capture the young like they always do, and they'll just kill off the old people, and then they'll have a whole, in 20 years, they'll have a whole generation of mass stars that...
Yeah, in 2050, there are none of us left, I think.
Right. Yeah. We'll be a memory.
No, we'll be erased from history.
Yeah.
I would imagine. But that time, everything is digitalized. And I see book burnings coming in the future, and they want to get rid of paper.
Yes. It's bad for the environment.
Absolutely. And
Books with ink are bad for the environment. That'll be next.
Well, they are even using financial instruments now and everything in blockchain. It's to get rid of paper. It's one of the reasons blockchain.
It's to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, before you needed a wet ink signature on documents, so you don't need it anymore. And this is because we are transitioning into the paperless society. Anything digital, you can change by just pressing one button on the keyboard. Boom, it's totally different.
Yeah.
It's like in George Orwell's 1984. They're rewriting stuff all the time. The Ministry of
On
Truth.
The fly.
Yeah.
On the fly. Yeah. And that's the double-edged sword of Wikipedia. It's so up-to-date that they can change it in 1 minute to something else.
As soon as there's a tie-up, the Wikipedia page is finished. Like 5 minutes after this, the thing has gone live on air. Boom, it's there.
Yeah.
Obviously pre-written way beforehand, and they just press a button. Okay, it's 5 minutes now. Now we can post it.
You got it. And sometimes they post early because
because
they write it in England, and then they forget what time zone they're in, and they punch the publish before it's actually happened on the other side of the world.
Yeah, didn't they publish the killing of Kennedy like 6 hours before in Australia or something?
New Zealand. Somebody got confused about the international dateline, I suppose, is how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's an easy mistake to make. I can see how that happens. It's very easy.
Yes.
Very easy.
Well, people don't notice this kind of things. They don't get any attention.
Well, they make a big deal out of it, but they don't explain how it could happen, so people just brush it off.
Yeah.
Like, nobody even today knows that most of the stories are probably written by MI6, Tavistock, Imperial College, RIAA, RIAA, all the, it's just, they don't understand that. So that's how the time zone and some of the language doesn't translate perfectly in different countries.
Yes. Yeah, you would have some problems when you go global. It's not as easy as to run on when it's on one land. By the way, globalism is old. Look at the British East India Company and the Dutch East India Company. Then they were global centuries ago. So it's not a new thing. No, it's much more complex and bigger, of course. And mass communication and electronic communication makes it much easier to huge empire. Than previous. There's a reason they put sea cables with the telegraph to Australia already in the 1850s or 60s. If you want to call something that is far away, you need a communication line set up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But before this, it was hard in this big empire.
Yeah, it's a lot of big time delay. Huge time delay.
Now it's much more easy. This is why they can pull this off so easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
It's quite crazy that you can do real-time talking with someone in Australia from Canada. It's quite far. It's quite amazing the technology we have now.
We're using the technology too, but they're using it to exploit. We're just trying to figure things out. But it is amazing technology. I can talk to you in real time for free, and you're way over there. It that always amazes me.
Well, it's always marketed to us as an advantage, but all technology it is for control and power. That's the only reason they introduce it in the first place. But it's sold to us as convenient. But it enslaves you more, so it's a totally double-edged sword.
Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
A good book to read on the subject is Jacques Ellul, The Technological Society, which he wrote in the 1950s and warning us about the dangers of technology and how it would be bad for us in the long run.
Yeah.
Before his time. Fantastic. I recommend anyone.
Yeah, they
would. If you love technology, it might be uncomfortable to read, but interesting.
That'd be a good reference book to drop in the forums.
Hmm. We see the the full onslaught now and how damaging. It's technology that is going to make this stick. They never had this.
They never had this level of control.
No. It's crazy. And they made people addicted to the smartphones, which is going to be so important in the future, control grid, which are setting up.
Yes.
First you market it as fun and entertainment. At the latest state, you use it as a control measure, and then people already are hooked, and they accept it. Brilliant setup. These people
are
doing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hmm.
Well, and you know...
So it's exciting to see if you get martial law tomorrow or not.
Yes.
I think
like,
it's maybe a little
I
bit...
I can't wait.
It's a little bit early. It's a little bit early, I think. But you never know.
I'm not happy about that. So I haven't heard much more about it. Have you heard anything?
No.
Even though you're over there? That's another good benefit is you're in Norway, but you can know more than me about where I am.
Yeah, I spend much more time doing research, and because you're on a full job, so
yeah,
you don't have the time. I do for the moment.
Yeah, can you imagine if you got paid for all the research you did? You'd be very well off.
Sure, I wish. The only reward for me is that I'm trying to find the truth. It's no monetary value at all.
Well, you should still get a pirate coin wallet, and if anyone values your work, you should put an address up. Money. All right.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
It's a rich man's world. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I might just do that.
Why not? I'll send you some pirate coins.
Could I
you
post
don't need
a link
any
for the
account, nothing.
Could I do that on Telegram, maybe?
You could do it on my forum, too, if you want.
Yeah, I look into it next week. I figure it out.
Just go get a pirate coin or a Monero wallet.
Yeah.
And put your address up and see what happens.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I might just do that.
Why not? Everyone needs to get paid.
Yeah, sure. I spent thousands of hours on this, so pay zero.
Yeah.
Only expenses.
Yeah. Well, why not? There are people that might value it. And, you know, you could just put it on your Telegram, or you could create a space on my forum where you can post your research if you want. I can create just a forum just for your stuff where you want to publish, or you could do it yourself, create your own forum somewhere. Lots of ways. You could become the new Alan Watt. He needs a replacement. Oh, yeah.
Hello. I drop out sometimes. Can you hear me? Hello? Maybe it's you. Welcome.
I just got a call there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I thought it was me that dropped out.
Well, actually, you did drop out. You disappeared, and then you came back.
Yeah, I keep doing that.
Yeah. So if you want,
I'm on Wi-Fi, so.
You could create a space on one of my forums. I could create a corner for you, and you could post your stuff there, or you could just fit it in with the other stuff, or whatever you want to do. And you can put a link to your wallet in your profile. So that way, anytime you post it, you could create a link to your Telegram and put your link. You know, you put your details there, or your QR code. That's one thing that I think you might find interesting is I really think that one of the many things that are being brought in with this PSYOP is the digital currency. And
yes.
The problem is the digital currency can be created by anybody. Like, even dentists have a currency, I heard. There's a dent coin, which was just for dentists. That it was, I guess they call it a non-fungible token, where you could only spend it within dentists. So that just shows that the dentist unions, they could create their own bank. And that's what the controllers don't want, because they can't have a million different currencies. It would blow everything for them. And the technology's there right now. They know it's there right now. And that's maybe one of the many things that they pulled this thing off early, because they know that the ability to run your own banking system is now here, like the internet was for the publishing world and the communication world in 1990.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it. I really do. You lose control of the currencies and you're done.
Yeah, it's exciting times. So we'll see what happens. I think they always have a plan B and C and D and so forth. So.
Well, yeah. They're probably behind most of the cryptocurrencies. So if any of them take off, they own them. They're already screwing with Bitcoin this week. They're making transactions really sticky and expensive. So I don't know. They can attack from any weak point in the system.
What I find interesting is that people are not lining up anymore to take the vaccines as much as they used to a couple of months ago.
Well, they are here. I think they are here. But that guy walking around Melbourne, yeah, maybe Melbourne has had more time to study it. Maybe Australians are smarter. But I still think the demand is super high where I live, because everyone thinks it's going to get them out of this. That's the only reason. But we all know, they really,
they are really, it's a great scam what is going on. Look at all the people in the UK who took the vaccine so they could go on holiday, and no, if you leave the UK and come back, you need to pay £5,000, it's fine, you're not allowed to go anywhere.
Well, the Indians are finding out that they're shutting down all the flights to India, and my friend who's an Indian said there's 35 flights a week to India from Toronto.
Yes.
So that's going to be shut down any day now here, and I think it's the same in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, I'll talk to you later. Nice chatting.
Yeah, I need to go to bed. It's late, so. Yeah. So thanks for having
me. Yeah.
We'll chat soon. All right.
That's all, folks.